everybody. Welcome to episode 52 of the Foundation First Fitness Show with Bob Echo. And today we will be heading in a slightly different direction than I usually do. I've never done this before, but today I wanted to kind of do a review and touch on some points that I had, you know, that were kind of brought up throughout the last two interviews that I did. Today I'm going to be focusing on episode 50. So if you haven't seen episode 50 before you even listen to this, head over to episode 50, listen to that first. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, I'm going to link it right up here. Head there, click it, watch it, then come back, listen to this, or you're going to have absolutely no idea. Well, I mean, you probably won't, but you'll probably have better context. You'll understand it more. You'll have more context coming into this episode. So episode 50 was with Cam Charbonneau. She's a skills coach, as you probably know. She basically brought up a couple of points, and I really wanted to discuss them because one of the things I wanted to do in that episode was almost take a step back and not give too much of my own opinion. I wanted to let her kind of lead the discussion simply because I think it's easy for me to kind of like jump in, give my point, and then not really listen to what's going on because I'm focusing so much on my own opinion of what's going on instead of listening, digesting, then coming back and saying, oh, you know, I found this point really interesting and I thought about this and I thought about that and what about this? And so we've almost already discussed a couple of things and we already planned that, you know, she's going to be coming back on and we're going to talk about some other stuff, but I wanted to discuss a couple of things that she said that I thought were really important, you know, and one of the things that I think I'm going to talk from a global standpoint that what she was discussing with self-awareness when, you know, a young player is going on to their, let's say young hockey player is going on to the ice, you know, to be self-aware of what they need to work on to better improve and what they've done well and almost be more aware of the situation they're in to know what they need to improve on for the next work, for their next practice. That's what's going to allow them to take giant leaps in their performance and their progression. And I think in the fitness world, that's like 100% true. And not many people are doing that. What I mean by that is if you go to the gym and your thought process is just, okay, I got to tick this off the list of things to do for my day, the chances of you actually making sizable improvements is very small. And that same thing holds true in every aspect of your life. So one of the things I've actually tried doing over the last week since the last week that we had this discussion was to actually try to approach everything that I was doing and every part of my day with that same mentality, with that same mindset, was being more self-aware of the things that I needed to improve on. So, you know, when I would wake up in the morning, if I would be doing my regular foam rolling routine and stretching routine and warm-up routine for my day, I would attack it with the same intensity that I would attack everything else. You know, when I would go to start my work schedule and I was doing things at work, I would do them with 100% focus and be self-aware of where are my biggest weaknesses, when I'm doing that, where can I improve, and then that will at least help me with my performance. As I mentioned, that same thing holds true in the gym. If you go into the gym and your focus is, let me just tick it off that box, you're never going to see the sizable growth that you need, that improvement that you want. If you go there with the mindset of, okay, I get to the gym, you know, how's my warm-up? Am I dialed in for my warm-up? Yes. Was I dialed in for my workout? Yes. What do I need to improve on? Well, you know what? I started, you know, I didn't really spend too much time cooling down. I didn't do any, you know, post-workout recovery. I didn't really think about this. Okay, maybe I should focus on that. This is what I need to improve and almost understand it from that side of things, you know? Oh, I didn't try doing more. I didn't really push myself that hard in the gym. I should have pushed myself harder. You know, for next time, what I want to do is do it right, is do a better job of pushing myself in the gym to actually make some sizable gains that I'm actually looking for. That is probably the biggest message that I want to pull away from what she said. Now, there was a point that I mentioned within the episode that I think is also really important. And I didn't want to elaborate too much on that because I felt like we might have been diverged down a different road. But one of the things that I've been getting on my players about for the last couple of weeks is, usually one of the most commonly known phrases in sports, in training, pretty much anything really, is perfect practice makes perfect. And I like it. I appreciate that phrase and that quote. Though one of the ones I usually use, which I've never really heard anybody say, but it's probably up there. I mean, I'm sure someone said it before, but one of the ones that, you know, the ones that I think is the phrase that I use the most, when one of the phrases, and one of the phrases that I really use a lot with my athletes is, you know, perfect effort makes progress. So what I mean by perfect effort makes progress is when you go into it, it's very similar to what she was saying was, when I go into a workout, when I'm working out with one of my guys or I have one of my guys doing a lift, if they go into their warm-up and they're just kind of going through the motions of the warm-up and they do five good reps, but then five really bad reps, well, they really haven't done anything because those five really good reps that they did were helping them a lot. And then the five really bad reps were just bringing them back to where they started because they're teaching themselves a bad habit. That is easily one of the most impactful things that I've seen in my workouts, where I've almost cut down on reps to make sure that at least the quality and the intensity and the effort that was going into that was at an all-time high so that their progress was at an all-time high. And the one thing I noticed when putting those two things together was if their effort was high, their progress was high. And what I mean by effort was, it's not that the workout was longer, it's not that they lasted through an entire workout, it was that their entire mentality when they were doing those specific exercises were very high and they were very dialed in, they were very focused. That's where I saw the biggest growth with my athletes. So that's one of the things I really wanted to bring up today, because I think it's something that a lot of us really need to understand when we go into the weight room, is that if we are going to be doing those reps, we have to dial it in. So many of us get kind of lost going through the motions when we're doing something like a warm-up, which is usually thought of as a very small component, not really that important. And it's actually probably one of the most impactful things you can do in your entire training session, because it literally is the bridging and the gap between, you know, high intensity performance and literally sedentary life. You know, if we go from sitting in an office all day to being extremely explosive and trying to be high performant in the weight room, and we don't have that middle ground where we're kind of taking our body and bringing us through that transition period between those two, the likelihood of our performance being down, our injuries being up, and us not really dealing with the issues that we already have is going to be off the charts. We're never going to be able to win that battle. And what I mean by that is, and I did speak about it in one of my clips that's going to be posted soon, because it's going to be called Warm Up Wednesday. It's going to be coming out this Wednesday, tomorrow, is the idea of the warm up and the idea of the concept of the warm up and why you need to be paying attention when you are going through that warm up and why it's important. And that's probably one of the things I want to carry into 2019 with a lot of my clients. And what I want you to try to do as well is really start focusing on the intensity level of the things you're doing. So not necessarily do more, but the intensity level of what you're doing, keep that at an all-time high and to see if that will make the biggest difference for you. I notice that a lot of individuals are talking, and they think intensity, they mean, you know, like HIIT training, like high intensity workouts. That's actually the complete opposite of what I'm talking about. High intensity workouts means you're doing stuff that's going to be highly intensive. So you're going extremely fast, you're being extremely explosive, you're doing everything full tilt as hard as you can, as much as you can of it. No real regard to the cleanliness and to the effort of keeping and the quality of it, keeping that quality high. It's more so just going full tilt on everything. So I think that is another important thing, is that when you are doing those high intensity classes, those HIIT training classes, those high intensity, highly demanding activities, that you spend a little bit more time focusing on the quality of the execution and the effort to that, or the attention to that quality and the attention and the effort towards that quality being really, really high. That's going to allow you to make that sizable gain. And that's where you're going to see the progression. Don't get confused on that different on that small notion that, you know, if you work really, really hard, you're going to get really, really good results. Yes, but if you're working really, really hard but not paying attention to the quality of the movement that you're doing and the quality of the effort that you're doing, you're not going to get any results, because you're going to be running in a circle and your body's going to be trying to figure itself out the entire way. I see so many individuals go at those things as hard as they can, they leave so much on the table because their attention to those details are gone and their performance just goes right down the drain. So that's a quick one. I just want to wrap it up. 10 minutes. It was a very quick episode today. If any of you have any questions about anything that Cam said in that episode, anything that I said in this episode in relationship to that, to that episode. I really, really would like to hear your feedback. Let me know what you guys think. And hopefully we will get a similar turnout. So a nice quick 10-minute one for episode 51. If you guys haven't checked out episode 51 before I put out episode 53, definitely head back, check out episode 51. It was probably one of my highest performing episodes to date. So until that next time, guys, keep that effort high. Keep building that foundation. Foundation. For more fitness tips, tricks, and ideas, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Babak Owen. That's BABAKOWEN. Music for the Foundation First Fitness Show provided by Beware of Darkness. You can find them on Spotify and iTunes.